तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। वी वेंटेड इनटू दिस भाष्यम पार्ट ऑफ द सेकंड चैप्टर आफ्टर हैविंग रिफ्यूटेड द ज्ञान कर्म समुच्चयवादः एकदेशी Vedanti's view of combining knowledge with karma. Shankara Bhagavatpada has heard his commentary on the actual verses of Bhagavad Gita, where Bhagavan started answering Arjuna's question, where he presents the pure essential nature of the Atma. When I say essential nature of the Atma, the one and the only secondless non-dual reality, the absolute reality, which alone lends existence, which is in the form of existence of the world, and which is inexplicably subtlest. That reality is ever of the nature of all pervasiveness, and that reality is of the nature of knowing. And that reality alone is implied by the term Atma, which is there as a very content of I. Just as the content, the substance of the wave is, substantive wave is water, the H2O. The content, the substance, the substantive I is this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. The pure consciousness, pure awareness, or pure knowledge, the formless reality is the substance of the substantive I, the content of I. So I refers to that truth. Therefore, the self of all the beings is essentially one, and that only essence is absolutely indestructible. And apart from that Atma, the reality implied with the term Atma, every individual has, what every individual has is the Anatma, the self and the non-self. The content of I and everything else, anything and everything, what is denoted by any pronoun other than I is Anatma. What is Atma? What is anatma? Anything and everything indicated by, denoted by any pronoun other than I is anatma. What is referred to by I alone is atma. So, every individual human being is a composite of both atma and anatma. So, Atma is the self, Anatma is the non-self. So, non-self is denoted by the pronoun this, idam. Atma is denoted by the pronoun I, aham and idam. There, the Anatma is a material product, body, mind, sense, complex. So, dehaha, the bhoga ayatanam. Then bhoga sadhanani, the instruments of knowledge, the five sense powers, instruments of actions, karmendriyani, They're all subtle powers, which are all products of the sattvic and rajasic aspects. We have to remember here, the physical body, the bhoga ayatanam, the instrument of enjoyment, is a modified form of the product of the tamasic aspects of elements. Subtle sense powers are products of the sattvic aspects of elements. Karmendriyani, which serve as instruments of actions, are products of the rajasic aspect of elements. Mind, of course, sattvic aspects of all five, product of sattvic aspect of all five elements. Anyway, so antakaranam, indriyani, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, even pranas also products of the rajasic aspects of elements. So the entire body, mind, sense complex happens to be a product of elements, elemental product, is anatma, is jadam, is of the nature of inertness, does not have consciousness, sentience of its own. And any matter is of the nature of constantly undergoing changes. Change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. So anatma subject to change. Therefore, birth, death, in between the change, all the changes, all the anatma, body, mind, sense complex is subject to all these changes. So falling apart, becoming disintegrated, so death also is inevitable change happening on the part of the anatma, which is unchangeable. This is the fact about the anatma. And what is the fact about the atma? Atma is absolutely indestructible. Atma is satyam because it has independent existence. It is indestructible. Indestructibility is the swarupam of the atma. Changelessness is the swarupam of the atma. Therefore, if every human being is composite of these two aspects, in fact, we need not worry about the death of the atma, because atma has not death. We cannot worry about the change happening on the part of the anatma, that is just unchangeable. We have to understand the fact about the atma and anatma. Once you understand the fact about atma and anatma, atma is satyam, anatma is mithya. If anatma is not even countable, so then there's no need for a person to worry, grieve. Which means not having understood the fact, not being able to accept the fact, grieving over something unnecessarily is actually immaturity. So not being able to accept the fact as a fact is immaturity. And the immaturity is because of not having understood the fact about Atma and Atma. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada said, we saw in the commentary, let us read the commentary now, let's go back to the class. Beautiful. Why Bhishma Dronadayaha, Bhishma and others, na shochyaha, na shochyaha, kimattham na shochyaha, why they do not deserve any grief? What is the reason? The two beautiful reasons were given. Okay? Nityatvat, because they're all essentially, all are one. Bhishma, not only Bhishma and Drona, all the beings are essentially one. Which is the swarupam of every jiva is Atma. Therefore, we saw the reason. Kimattam ashochyaha Bhishma Dronadayaha. Why they do not deserve any grief? The reason was given. Sadvrittatvat. Sadvrittatvam is there. What is Sadvrittatvam? Sadvrittatvam, They are people of noble, righteous actions. I always said sadvritta means noble activity, noble conduct, noble behavior. The people of righteous actions. So they admit only punyam. There's no reason for who can be absolutely a person of righteousness, highly mature person, whose action contributes only for the welfare of the world. The righteous people, by the righteous behavior, pious actions, righteous actions, not only they earn punyam, they also contribute for the welfare of the universe. How? By not disturbing the universal natural moral law and order. Not disturbing the universal order is contributing for the universal harmony. Okay, so one reason. Second thing, such people, they're all beings are essentially of the nature of eternity. Timelessness is the essential nature of the self, nature of every individual being. So they are also essentially what are they? They are of the nature of eternity, timelessness, absolutely. Nityatvata, due to their essential nature of timelessness, they need not be grieved at all. Absolutely, they are of the nature of timelessness, like. And they also know this. Therefore, they do not deserve any grief. Kimartham. So whenever the cause is, the question is what for? The reason is asked. The reason must be given the fifth case. Panchatve, hetvarte panchami. And the hetu is given, the panchami bhakti is used. Nityatvatu, paramartha swarupena nityatvatu, sadvruttatvatu cha, te ashochyaha, they do not deserve any grief. Second thing. Tan ashochyan anvashochaha. You grieved for those people who do not deserve any grief at all. Why do you grieve? You mistake them to be just anatma, body, mansions, complexes. And you, they are connected to your body because of your ignorance, because of your identity with your body, your connection with those bodies, because of the attachment. You grieve for them. Therefore, na te mriyante mannimittam. Oh, they die for my sake. Aham taihi vina bhutaha kim karishyami rajya sukhadina. What shall I do with the royal, enjoyment and pleasures without them? How can I do? What can I do with them? Having all pleasures, all enjoyments, all wealth, all prosperity, kingdom. I don't have people to see me enjoying. What is the use? Therefore, Rakyam Raja Sukhadina Kim Karishyami Iti Tvam Anvasochaha. You grieved, Arjuna. So you grieved. Then what did you do? Tvam Prajnavadan Prajnamatam Buddhimatam Vadanascha Vachananicha Bhashase. Prajnavadani means what? Prajnavatam, buddhimatam, vadan. Vadan means words, vachanani, bhashase. You also speak the words spoken by wise people. Therefore, tadyetat, that this maudyam panditim cha viruddham, atmani darshayasi, unmattaha iva. Ite vipraha. The idea is, Shankaracharya says, viruddham darshayasi. Panditya maudyam. Maudyam is, maudyam is lack of maturity, foolishness. And panditya erudition. Both cannot coexist. See, delusion and knowledge cannot coexist. Panditya, scholarship stands for knowledge. Maudyam stands for what? Maudyam means, literally means foolishness, which is immaturity, which is nothing but delusion. Delusion, knowledge cannot coexist. You show both on your part. You speak like a wise person. Panditanam prajnavatam vachanani bhashase. So you speak not as though you are a wise person. That is Panditya Darshanam. Maudya Darshanam. And you grieve for those people who do not deserve grief. That is Maudya Darshanam. Showing your delusion. Maudyam implies delusion. Panditim implies knowledge. So you show knowledge and delusion both on your part. They cannot coexist. Therefore, unmattaha iva, you sound like a mad person. Yet yasmat gatasun. Gatasun means what? Gata pranan. I think I explained all this already. Gata pranan. I'm repeating today because the very beginning of the class. As I go ahead, I may not repeat. Okay. Gata asun. I told you already. Asavaha means breath. Asuhu is a breath. Gataha asavaha yebhyaha. Te gatasavaha. Or gataha asuhu yebhyaha. Te gatasavaha. Those people from whom the breath has gone. Gata pranaha. Gataha pranaha yebhyaha. Te gata pranaha. Dead people. Agatasun. Agata pranaha. Agata pranaha jivataha. People who are still jivantaha janaha. So jivataha cha. Na anushochanti panditaha. Panditaha means atmajnanaha. It's atmajnaha. Atmajnaninaha. Atmajnaha. People who have the clear, ascertained, doubt-free vision of their essential nature being all-pervasive reality, Atma, they do not grieve at all. Wise people do not grieve. Wisdom and grief cannot coexist. Knowledge and delusion cannot coexist. So he explains, Panda, who is a Panditaha? Even though any erudite scholar, any scholar, any learned person is nowadays simply meant by the word Panditaha. But in this context, Panditaha na anushochanti means wise people do not grieve. There the word Panditaha means only Atmajnani Atmajnaha. Okay, Panditaha is equal to Atmajnaha. So Shankaracharya explains, Panda ityukte Atmavishaya buddhihi. Knowledge pertaining to the self is Panda. Atmavishaya buddhihi Panda. So Pandaram, those days Pandaram is also a particular, okay, people, community, Pandaram, they are supposed to be. Panda means the temple where people, they worship, they do pujas in the temples, they're supposed to be people of wisdom, people of mature people. But nowadays, the word Pandaram is used to belittle some periods. Sariyana Pandaram means that's not right use. Okay. Even Gajendra Kumar Panda. Panda is even now North India's Orissa Panda is a surname also. Brahmana surname. Anyway, so Panda is what? Atmavishaya buddhihi. Knowledge pertaining to the self alone is Panda. The one who is endowed with that Panda is Panditaha. So Panditaha is Atmajnani. So Atmavishaya buddhihi yesham te panditaha. Atmavishaya buddhihi yesham te panditaha. Ke panditaha? Those people who have the knowledge pertaining to the self. Means knowledge of the self. Those who have very clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of their own essential nature being consciousness implied by the term Atma. For them, I does not refer to anatma, body, mind, sense complex. I refers to absolutely the pure knowledge, abstract reality, Atma. So, Atma Vishaya Buddhihi Yesham Te Panditaha, Tehi Panditaha. So, here Srila Bhagavatpada also mentions Panditya Nirvidya Iti Shrutehe. So, Panditya Nirvidya Iti Shrutehe. I already mentioned in the last class itself, even the Upanishad statement, Panditya Nirvidya, there the word Panditya means only Atmajnanam. So, Panditaha is Atmajnani, Panditya is Atmajnanam. So, Paramarthataha tu Tan Nityan. So, all are absolutely, essentially timeless reality Atma. So, what about Bhishma and Drona? Of course, they're all Paramarthataha Nityaha. Absolutely, they're all essentially, absolutely, they are timeless Atma. Tan Ashnityan Ashochyan Anushochasi. You grieve for those who need not be grieved at all. Ataha Mudaha Iti Abhiprayaha. You grieve for those who do not deserve any grief for no reason. Pujya Swamiji Yushu said, grief has no legitimacy. Okay. Ataha Mudaha Asi. Therefore, you are deluded. Mudaha Asi means what? Mudaha is a word simply used to call somebody fool. But here, Mudaha means deluded. Deluded means what? Aviveki. Aviveki means what? The one who does not have discriminative knowledge of what is Nityaha, what is Anityam. What is Nitya, Anitya? Vastu Vivekaha Yasya Nasti Saha Mudaha. One who does not know what is permanent and what is ephemeral. What is Atma, what is Anatma. What is Satyam, what is Mithya. This Vivekaha is not there. The person who lacks this discriminative understanding of what is Atma, what is not Atma. What is Satyam, what is Mithya. What is timeless, what is time-bound. What is eternal, what is ephemeral. What is permanent, what is impermanent. One who does not have that discriminative understanding is Aviveki. Aviveki is a Mudaha. Okay. So being a Mudaha is very natural. Where there is Ajnanam, there will be Maudyam. Where there is ignorance, there will be Maudyam means what? There will be delusion. So Mudata, Maudyam is delusion noun. Muda is participle, deluded. Mohaha, delusion, noun. Okay. This much you have seen already. Now we have to go to the next verse. This new class, today's class. Kutaha te ashochyaha. Why they do not deserve any grief? How they are anityaha. That is beautifully explained here. Kutaha te ashochyaha. Yataha. Nityaha. Why they do not deserve any grief? Why they should not be grieved for? The reason is given. Yataha, because nityaha. Because they are timeless. They are eternal. Essentially, they are eternal. Katham, how they are eternal? So, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain based on the following verse. Natve vahan jatu nasam natvam. We can read from the beginning. Shri Bhagavanu vacha ashochyanan vashochastvam prajnyavadamscha bhashase gata so nagata somscha nanushochanti panditaha nat Vahan jatu nasam natvanne me janadhipaha na chaiva na bhavishyamaha சர்வே வயமதஃ பரம் நத்வே வாஹஞ்ஜாது நாசம் நத்வன்னேமே ஜனாதிபாஹ நசைவ ந பவிஷ்யாமஹ சர்வே வயமதஃ பரம். So these are all the beautiful verses when the given in the very second chapter, the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, in which Bhagavan Krishna brings to light the essential nature of every individual being the reality implied by the term Atma. Atma Swarupa Lakshana Pratipadaka Shlokaha. These are the verses which reveal the essential nature of the Atma. Atma Swarupa Pratipadaka Shlokaha. So, these verses, Atma Swarupam Etaihi Shlokaihi Pratipadyante. Essential nature of the reality, the Atma, is revealed by these verses. Okay. So, it is said here, Bhagavan says, நது ஏவ அஹம் ஆசம் நது ஏவ அஹம் ஜாது ந ஆசம். சி ஜாது எவர் ந ஜாது நெவர். சோ நெவர் அஹம் ந ஆசம். தேர் வாஸ் நெவர் எ டைம் ஐ வாஸ் நாட். ந த்வம் தேர் வாஸ் நெவர் எ டைம் யூ ஆர் நாட். ந இமே ஜனாதிபாஹ There was never a time all these kings were not. It means what? Before the birth of this physical body, before the origination of this body, also we were all there. I was there, you were there, all these kings were there. When? Before the birth of the body. Birth alone was not, body was not there before. Even it was there in some other form. In this form of this body, it came. It has a beginning. But I was always there. You were always there. All these kings were always there, essentially as Atma. There was never a time I was not, you were not, all these kings were not. So all of us existed before the origination of the body. So also, never will there be a time when we will not be, we shall not be. What does it mean? Even after the fall of the body, we will always be there continuously, which means there will never be a time when we shall not exist. Of course, there will be a time our body will not be. The body will fall apart. The death will happen. The body will get disintegrated. The form will collapse. This will disappear. But the body will not be. But there will never be a time we shall not be. So essentially we shall continue to be there. Atav param hereafter. Vayam sarve. We shall all be there even after the fall of the body. There will never be a time we shall not be. We shall always be there. This is the literal meaning of the verse. So, I, you, these kings, all of us are essentially one and the only reality, abstract formless reality. So, as Atma, essentially, there was never a time we were not there. There will never be a time we will not be there. We shall not be there. We were, we are, we shall always be there. What comes, exists, undergoes changes and disintegrates, gets disintegrated is only this body. Therefore, Bhagavan says, why those Bhishma and Drona do not deserve any grief because they are timeless, eternal. So to explain that, not only those Bhishma and Drona, all of us. So he says, Natu Yeva, I'm reading the Bhashyam now, Natu Yeva Jatu, never at all. Tu, simply used, but tu, indeed. Na Jatu Eva, Jatu Yever, Na Jatu never. Na Jatu Yeva, never at all. Means what? Kadachit, na kadachit. Najatu is equal to nakadachit, never. Najatu, never. Nakadachit, never. Kadachit is sometimes. Nakadachit, never. Nakadachit, aham na asam. Aham na asam. Never was the time when I was not there. Aham na asam. Aham na asam. Iti na asit. Okay. Never was there a time when I was not there. I mean, what does it mean? Even before being born as Krishna, as son of Vasudeva and Devaki, I have been always there beginninglessly, changelessly, eternally. Okay. Kim to asameva. But I was there, always I was there. Before even assuming this body as Krishna, I was very much there. Aham asam eva. Aham asam eva. I was very much there. So he says, Atiteshu dehotpatti vinasheshu. Very beautiful. Atiteshu deha utpatti vinasheshu. Many bodies came into dehotpatti means what? The origination of the bodies. Dehanam utpattihi, dehotpattihi. Origination of bodies. Then vinashaha means destruction of bodies. Atiteshu deha utpatti vinasheshu. When the originations and destructions of the bodies, many times bodies have come into come into existence, and many bodies have gone also. Many bodies came and many bodies got destroyed also. Atiteshu deha utpatti vinasheshu. Many originations of bodies happened and many destructions of bodies happened. How they have happened? Ghatadishu viyada viyadiva. So these bodies are like the pots. Okay. Before the pot came into existence, there was space. There was one total space. After the many pots come into existence also, space continues to exist inside and outside the pots. And even when the pots get broken, still the space continues to be there without the enclosure pots. Before the enclosures in the form of pots come into existence, space exists. Even after the pots, the enclosures in the form of pots come into existence, space continues to be there. And also having the qualifications as pot spaces, etc. And even after the parts, the enclosures, the parts get broken, the same space continued to be there without the enclosures. What happens to the space? Space, there's no such thing called utpatthihi of the space. There's no origination of the space. There's no destruction of the space. The temporary qualification which comes, which goes, pot space. The pot space, the qualification goes. The enclosures come in space, exist in space and disappear in space. Enclosures in the form of pots. Come into existence in space. Enjoy their existence in space. And they get broken, resolve, go away also in space. What happens to space? Nothing happens to space. In the same way, nothing happens to Atma. The bodies are like the pots. Pots can come and go. They're subject to get resolved. The subject to fall apart. That is the nature of the anatma, the material products. Therefore, ghatadishu viyattiva. Viyat means space. Viyat takaranta shabda. Viyat is space. Ghatadishu viyattiva. Just as the space obtaining, okay, inside and outside of the parts, nityaha eva, timeless. Just as the space obtaining inside and outside the parts is timeless, eternal, so also aham asam, I, the consciousness implied by the term atma, have been, I was before the origination of the body. I am there here with this body, and I shall be there in the future also without the body. The body has utpatti, body has nashaha. I, the consciousness, am atma. So I, the atma, I as atma do not have beginning, do not have origination, do not have nashaha. Utpatti nasti, nashaha nasti. Understand? So atma is absolutely timeless, beginningless. Nityaha is very important word. Nityaha is one of the beautiful swarupams of the atma. Beginningless, endless, changeless, everlasting. That's why timeless, eternal. How eternal I am? I am eternal. Just as the space obtaining within the part is has no beginning, no end, no change, so also I am eternal. Is it clear? So, atiteshu dehotpatti vinaseshu. In many originations and destructions of the bodies have gone. Ghatadishu viyadiva. In all those many bodies which came into existence and which got perished, in all those bodies, understand? Uddehotpatti vinasheshu. In all the bodies which originated and which got destroyed. Ghatadishu viyadiva nityaha eva asam. I remain as eternal reality atma. Just as space remains in all the enclosures which have beginning, which enjoy existence and which can go away. Is it clear? So even though we call the pot space as pot space, there's no really a pot space. There's only space. When the pot enclosure comes into existence, the space which, the indivisible space which seems to be divided because of the presence of the enclosure pot, has the temporary qualification as pot space. When the pot goes, the pot is subject to get broken and space continues to be there as space, changelessly, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. So, ghatadishu viyativa nityaha eva aham asam iti abhiprayaha. This is the idea conveyed. This is the fact about the atma conveyed. I was there beginninglessly, like the space which obtains within the parts. Okay. Tatha, not only I, tatha, na tvam na asihi. Na tvam na asihi means what? Na asihi means there was never a time you were not there. Twam na asihi. Na twam na asihi. There was never a time. Na means what? There was never a time that you were not there. So you were also there beginninglessly, timelessly. When before assuming the body, being born as Arjuna, the name Arjuna, you were very much there as Atma. Essentially, you and I are one Atma. Kintu asihi eva. You were very much, even being born as Arjuna, with his physical body, you were there essentially as Atma. Definitely you were there. Tathacha, tatha, na ime janadhipaha na asan. Tatha, in the same way, not only you and I, Arjuna, all these kings also, there was never a time these kings were not there. Na ime janadhipaha na asan. It was not that all these kings were not there before. Kintu asan yeva. All these kings were also there definitely before. Even before being born in this world, okay, or before us being born in these royal families as kings, they were all before the birth of the body, they were all there essentially as Atma. So all these kings, you and I, all of us are essentially one and the only reality implied by the term Atma, which is one indivisible, partless, undivided whole. Okay. And which is of the nature of consciousness. The Atma was, as Atma, we were all there. Okay. So, tatha na ime janadhipaha na asan. Kintu asan neva. All these kings existed before. In the same way, not only all of us existed before the origination of our bodies, there was never a time I was not, you were not, all these kings were not, all of us were there definitely. Similarly, tatha, in the same way, nacha eva na bhavishyamaha. It will not be there at all, that we shall not be. There will never be a time we shall all not be. We all can sleep comfortably, okay? There will never be a time we shall not be. Oh my God, I am a mortal is a notion. It is a common human fundamental problem. The sense of mortality centered on I is the problem. And this Bhagavan says, you will never die. Swami Shavar, ni kalluli manganappa. Once in a while, he says beautiful things in Tamil. You will never go away anywhere. You will be there very much. So there will never be a time we shall not be. Tatha nacha eva na bhavishyamaha. What relief. We shall all be, there's no death for you. You will not die. Body will fall apart. Your body will fall apart. Everybody else's bodies will fall apart. There'll be a time, and that time is not in your hands. Okay, that's ordained by order. Bodies will fall apart. You will not die. Okay, I don't want to die. I'm so relieved. Understand? You will not die. Body will fall apart. You're going to understand beautiful commentary in the late time. Okay. So, nachayeva, tatha nachayeva na bhavishyamaha. There will never be a time we shall not be. Kim tu bhavishyamaha yeva. The deva is very emphatic. Bhavishyamaha yeva. We shall all be there. We shall be there continuously, changelessly, endlessly. We have been beginninglessly. We are now with the bodies. And we shall continue to be there changelessly, endlessly. वयं तु भविष्यामः एव सर्वे वयं सर्वे भविष्यामः एव किन्तु बट् वयं सर्वे भविष्यामः एव सिम्पल् किण्डर् गार्डन् संस्कृत लाङ्ग्वेज् ओके वयं सर्वे भविष्यामः एव भविष्यामः सर्वे वयं सर्वे भविष्यामः एव वयं सर्वे अतः अस्मात् देहविनाशात् परम् अस्मात् देहविनाशात् परम् अस्मात् देहविनाशात् आफ्टर् दि डिस्ट्रक्षन् आफ् दिस् बाडि देहस्य विनाशः देहविनाशः अस्मात् देहस्य विनाशात् परम् परम् मीन्स् उत्तरकाले आफ्टर् उत्तरकाले मीन्स् वाट् आफ्टर् the fall of the body after the destruction of the body also vayam sarve bhavishyamah eva so you all have to feel so relieved today now why asmat dehasya nashat vinashat param api uttarakale api vayam bhavishyamah eva we shall all be there definitely even after the destruction of the body so what is the problem now you think you have a wrong notion that you are a mortal therefore you think all others are mortals and you become instrumental for others death manimittam te mriyante they die they don't die body dies bodies will perish bodies will change bodies die they do not die so asmat deha vinashat param uttarakale api vayam bhavishyamah eva we shall all be there so trishvapi kaleshu trishu api kaleshu trishvapi kaleshu in three periods of time also nityaha atma swarupena nityaha so all bhishma drona all of them are not only all these kings you arjuna okay I myself you all these kings now we can say what all of us bhagwan says all these kings we have to include ourselves in these kings okay all of us trishu kaleshu atma swarupena nityaha memorize this with all nidhyasana this all these word nidhyasana parani vakyani all of trishu kaleshu vayam ఆత్మస్వరూపేణ నిత్యః నాట్ ఫిజికలీ నిత్యః ఓకే ఎసెన్షియలీ వి ఆర్ టైమ్లెస్ రిలేటివ్లీ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ వి ఆర్ టైమ్లెస్ రియాలిటీ ఆత్మ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ఎంపిరికలీ రిలేటివ్లీ ఫిజికలీ వి ఆర్ నాట్ నిత్యః ఫిజికలీ మే నాట్ నౌ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు ఫాల్ అపార్ట్ ఫోర్ ఆత్మస్వరూపేణ Trishu api kaleshu nityaha. In three periods of time, we are there, knowing the past, present and future. Understand? The time alone has past, present and future. And knowing the past, present and future of the time, the period of time, we will be there. That's why kalasyapi kalaha. Kalasyapi kalaha atma. The Atma is Bhagavat Swarupam, which is our own Swarupam. Once you discover your Swarupam, you can see how you are one with Ishvara. And you can see what? Kala Kaleshwaraha, Kalasyapi Ishwaraha. Isn't it? Okay. Antakantakaha, Antakasya Antakaha, Antakantakaha, Kala Kaleshwaraha. Therefore, Atma Swarupena, Trishu Kaleshu Api Nityaha. Now we can understand why Bhagavan is praised as Trimbakai ॐ त्र्यम्बकै यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम्. त्र्यम्बकः मीन्स् टू मीनिङ्ग्स् आर् गिवन्. वाट् इस् वन् मीनिङ्ग्? वन् हु त्री ऐड्. भगवान् इस् सेड् टु बि त्री ऐड्. वन् मीनिङ्ग् ईस् यु लुक् अट् भगवान् एस् द वन् इन् दि फॉर्म् आफ् दि होल् कास्मास्. भगवान् ईस् द वन् हू ईस् इन् दि फॉर्म् आफ् त्री सोर्सस् आफ् लैट्: the sun, moon and fire. So Tryambakaha, Bhagavan, who is in the form of whole jagat, is said to be having three sources of light: sun, moon, fire, as three eyes. Otherwise, Puja Swamiji prefers this meaning. Of course, this is a simple meaning, is also accepted. Actual meaning is what? Trika Lagnyaha. Bhagavan is the one who knows all three periods of time. Trikalajnaha. Trikalam janati iti. Trikalajnaha. The knower of three periods of time is the one who is distinct from three periods of time, free from three periods of time. The one who is there always, witnessing the time coming and going. Therefore, you are Kalakaleshwaraha. You are Antaka Antakaha. You are free from time limitation. Therefore, Trishu Kale, Trishu Api Kaleshu, Trishu Api Kaleshu Nityaha, Atmaswarupena Ityarthaha. So, Deha Bheda Anuvrutya Bahuvachanam. So, Trishu Kaleshu Nityaha, why? Atma is only one. What should we say? Atma Nityaha. But Nityaha, what do we say? The one Atma obtaining in all these bodies, your body, my body, the king, bodies of these kings, all the living beings, not only human beings, Atma obtaining as the self, Atma obtaining in all the bodies of all the beings of all times, all places is one. That Atma is Nitya. But still, Nityaha iti Bahuvachanam Kimartam. Why Bhagavach Nityaha? Because Deha Bheda Anuvritya. In keeping with the countlessness, difference in the bodies, the plural word is used. Okay? All these people are timeless. All these beings are Nityaha. Means what? All these beings are Nityaha means the only truth obtaining in all these beings is one, which is timeless. Okay? Atma is one Nitya. But all Nityaha, the plural word is used because of the difference in the number of bodies. Bodies are many. All these bodies are time bound. They fall apart. They have beginning, they have end. But before these bodies came into being, also Atma was. That only Atma of all the beings is ever eternal, timeless, not subject to change. Timelessness also implies changelessness. Okay. Deha Bheda Anuvritya Bahuvachanam Na Atma Bheda Abhiprayena. Sorry. Okay. Definitely the Bahuvachanam is not because of the difference in the Atmas, because the difference in the bodies. Okay. Nityaha, singular word, eternal. Nityaha also means eternal. So Nityaha is plural word. The usage of plural word is not because of the difference in the Atmas, because the difference in the bodies, which means Atma is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Okay. The only reality. But for the blessing of which there can't be many beings having life. Is it clear? Okay. We'll go to the next verse. So, Natve vahan jato nasam natvanne me janadhipaha na chaivana bhavishyamaha sarve vayamatah param. No, tatra katham iva nityaha atma iti drishtavan. Tamaha. Tatra katham iva atma nityaha iti drishtavan. இதி சரி கதம் ஆத்மா நித்யா இதி திருஷ்டாந்தம் ஆக. ஓகே பியூட்டிஃபுல். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இன் தி செகண்ட் வர்ஸ் ஹி செட், தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ் இஸ் தி வெரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ் ஹி செட், வைஸ் பீப்புள் டு நாட் கிரீவ் ஃபார் த வைஸ் ஃபார் த டெட் ஆர் ஃபார் தோஸ் அலைவ். அண்ட் அர்ஜுனாஸ் கிரீஃப் வாஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஃபார் தோஸ் ஹூ டு நாட் டிசர்வ் எனி கிரீஃப் பிகாஸ் தேர் எசென்ஷியலி டைம்லெஸ் அண்ட் தே ஆர் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் பயஸ் நோபல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். The two reasons are given. The second verse, the reason he gave, the Atma is one and the only reality, only truth, only essential nature of all the beings, which is free from three periods of time, the time limitation, which is eternal, which has no beginning, which has no end, which has no change. But the bodies do have beginning, bodies do undergo changes, and bodies do fall apart. Now, this so how Atma is Nitya we understood. Before the origination of the body, Atma existed. Even after the origination of the body, Atma continues to exist as though divided in many bodies. But that same Atma continues to exist even after the fall of the body. And the example was given, Ghatadishu Viyadiva, just as the space obtaining within the pots and outside the parts also continues to be there. So also Atma continues to be there even after the fall of the body. So Atma is absolutely timeless. So all of us are essentially timeless, only Atma. Now, here example is given, Drishtantam Aha Bhagavan. Drishtantam means example, illustration. So Bhagavan gives illustration to explain katham atma nityah, how atma is eternal. He himself gives an illustration. Look at this. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptihi dhirastatra namuhyati. தேஹினோஸ்மின் யதா தேஹே கௌமாரம் யௌவனஞ்சரம் ததா தேஹாந்தர ப்ராப்திஹி தீரஸ்தத்ர ந முஹ்யதி. ஹியர் கதம் ஆத்மா நித்யஹ இதி திருஷ்டாந்தம் ஆஹ. பகவான் கிவ் இல்லஸ்ட்ரேஷன் to show how Atma is timeless. See, Dehinaha, Dehi, Dehi is a Nakarantaha, Pullingaha, Shabdaha, Dehin Shabdaha. So in the fifth case, sixth case, Dehinaha. So as Dehi is the indweller of the body. Who is the indweller of the body? The all-pervasive, abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing, obtaining within every human, every body is said to be Dehi. The only reality, indivisible reality, undivided reality, partless reality, abstract formless reality, all pervasive reality, obtaining as innermost essence, obtaining within this body is said to be Dehi. So Asmin Dehe, in this physical body, Kaumaram Yavanam Jara. Kaumaram, boyhood. Yavanam, youth. Stage of being a youth. Jara, old age. All these changes are happening on the part of the body. Body goes through these stages. There's a stage of the body which is said to be boyhood. Yavanam, that is. Kaumaram. Kumarasya bhavaha, kaumaram. There's another stage, yavanam. And another stage, jara, old age. Suppose all of us, now, go through these different stages of the body. When we go through the stages, different stages of the body. See, when I was a young person, I was child, I was there. This I was there. I continued to be there when I was young girl. I continued to be there. So when the body goes through different stages, I was, I am. So in old age also, what? The grown-up person, the old person, now who is there? He'll say what? I was when I was young. He remembers all those things, what happened. And as a young person, what all happened, he remembers. As an old person, he remembers what all happened. Old person also. So the body undergoes changes, but the essence obtaining within the body does not change, isn't it? Now, no old man says there's no I. The I doesn't change. The first person singular pronoun I, which every individual uses to refer to oneself, that doesn't change when the body undergoes these changes, going through different stages. Childhood, babyhood, saishavam, balyam, kaumaram. I'm adding two more, okay? Saishavam, balyam, kaumaram, yavanam, jara, old age. All these changes are inevitable, unavoidable on the part of the physical body. But the I sense obtaining in this body, that doesn't undergo any change. I am, I was, I was, I was, I am, I am, I am, I shall be. Understand? So the I doesn't undergo change. The old man say, wait, what now? When he was young, he would have said, I was, I'm a boy. I'm a boy. When a person is a boy, I'm a boy. I'm a young person. I'm an old man. How does an old man refer to I'm an old man? The same person. I am a person, young boy. I am a youth. I am an old person. I doesn't undergo any change. I am healthy. I am sick. So even though the changes happen in the part of the body, the stages a person goes through, I, which a person uses to refer to himself, that does not change. Therefore, I refers to Atma. I refers to the knower. The knower refers to the consciousness implied with the Atma. That doesn't undergo any change. Therefore, he says, Asmin dehe yathat kaumaram yavanam jara. Even though when the body goes through the changes, tatha dehant. The Dehi remains without undergoing any changes. Dehinaha yatha asmin dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. When the body goes through different stages, Dehi continues to be there without undergoing any changes. So also tatha dehantara praptihi. How the Dehi continues to be there when the body's boyhood stage goes, youth stage comes. The Atma referred to by this I, which existed in the boyhood, continues to be there in the youth also. The same Atma obtaining in the youth continues to be there in the old age. Isn't it? In the same way, without undergoing any changes, the Atma referred to by his I continues to be there in the same way. Atma continues to be, Dehi continues to be there. Even continues to be there, assuming another body also. Dehantara praptihi. Dehantara praptihi means what? Assumption of another body. Dehantara praptihi. Assumption of another body also is very natural, effortless for the Dehi. Dehi remains undergoing any change, when the changes happen in the part of the body. So also Dehi continues to be there. In Kaumaram Dehi is, Yavaram Dehi is, in Jarab Dehi is, then one day the body falls. The same way, the same Dehi, it is natural for the Dehi assuming another body also. Assumption of another body also is very natural for the Dehi without disappearing, without undergoing any changes. Dehantara Praptihi Tatha. So, Dhiraha Tatra Na Muhyati. It's a literal meaning I'm telling. Dhiraha Tatra Na Muhyati. Dehi Yatha Asmin Dehe Kaumaram Yavanam Jara Dehinaha Tatha Dehantara Praptihi. Dhiraha Tatra Na Muhyati. So, Dhiraha means wise person does not become deluded. About this, leaving one body, assuming another body, there's no confusion, delusion on the part of the Dehi. There is Dhiraha, wise person. Not a Dehi, Dhiraha Namuhyati. Wise person does not get deluded about it. Wise person does not get deluded about it means what? Wise person knows very well the Atma which is there as Dehi, the Atma which is there as the Dehi in boyhood, Yavanam and old age of the body, that Atma is there attaining, assuming another body also continuously. In that, regarding that, there's no delusion on the part of a wise person. Dhiraha na tatra na tasmin vishaye. Tatra means tasmin vishaye dhiraha na muhyati. There's no delusion at all. There's no confusion at all. It's very clear. I, the Atma, am there always. Atma continues to survive death. Atma survives death. Atma has no death. Another body is assuming another body. Atma continues to be there. Assumption of another body is also very natural for the Dehi. So Dehi, who is essentially Atma, has no death. No birth, no death. Understand? Body has beginning, birth, and body has death. Body undergoes changes as Kavmaram, Yavanam, Jara, etc. This is the literal meaning. So, asmin dehe dehinaha yatha kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptihi. Dehantara praptihi, assumption of another body also is very natural. Therefore, tat dhiraha tatra namuhyati kaha dhiraha. I told you already many times, dhiraha literally means brave person, courageous person. According to Shastram, Jnani is the most courageous, bravest person. Who is bravest and who is the most courageous? One who is absolutely free from fear is the most courageous. Who is free from fear? The fear of death. Whoever is free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good, whoever is free from the fear of death is the bravest person. யாருக்கு மரண பயம் இல்லையோ அவர் தான் என்ன பிரேவஸ்ட் பர்சன். வி ஆல் சே எஸ் எஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹவ் ஃபியர் ஆஃப் டெத், ஐ எம் ரெடி டு டை, வில் சே தட். இஃப் லார்ட் யமா கம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் யூ, கம் ஆன், தென் வில் ஆல் பி ஷிவரிங் அண்ட் ட்ரெம்பிளிங். ஐ டெல் யூ, வி டு நாட் நோ வாட் மரண பயம் இஸ். சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் கம் ஆன், எவ்ரி அக்ஞான் இஸ் மைண்ட் தேர் இஸ் ஃபியர் ஆஃப் டெத். டோன்ட் சே டோன்ட் ஹவ் ஃபியர் ஆஃப், ஐ எம் ரெடி டு டை. வி ஆல் டாக் நைஸ்லி, ரியலி டெத் கம்ஸ். See, when we understand certain things, we say all this. Nice, at least we are able to say that. Nice. I am not afraid of death. But Shastram says, there is fear of death. Okay, the heart of the heart is fear of death. In fact, the phenomenon called fear itself can exist only as long as fear of death is. The person, who can be free from the hold of fear of death? The fear of death will not be there only for a person who has shifted his identity cognitively from anatma body to atma. Who knows, I the self am immortal consciousness. I am immortal. ஐ ஆம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், ஐ ஆம் இம்மார்டல், அமிர்தஹா அகமஸ்மி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், த பர்சன் ஹூ நோஸ் ஐ ஆம் அப்சல்யூட்லி இம்மார்டல், சச் எ பர்சன் ஹூ ஹஸ் காக்னிட்டிவ்லி ஷிஃப்ட் ஹிஸ் ஐடென்டிட்டி ஃப்ரம் அனாத்மா பாடி டு தி ஆத்மா, ஹூ சீஸ் கிளியர்லி ஹிஸ் ஸ்வரூபம் பீங் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி, தட் பர்சன் அலோன் நோஸ் ஐ ஆம் இம்மார்டல். இஃப் எ பர்சன் நோஸ் அண்ட் ஹீ அலோன் கேன் பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தி ஃபியர் ஆஃப் டெத். தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தி ஃபியர் ஆஃப் டெத் இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தி வெரி ஃபினாமினன் கால்ட் ஃபியர் ஃபார் குட். சச் அப்சல்யூட்லி ஃபியர்லெஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் தி மோஸ்ட் கரேஜியஸ் பிரேவஸ்ட் பர்சன் அக்கார்டிங் டு சாஸ்திரம். நாட் தி அதர் மீ, he has no fear at all, he has no fear at all, he is not afraid of police, such a person is not a brave person. According to shastram, the bravest person is a jnani, our dhiraha, the wise person who is free from the fear of death, who knows the atma being immortal, is the most courageous, bravest person. Dhiraha tatra na muhyati, that's why dhiraha is the one who has protected his mind. Okay, the fearless mind is the protected mind. Dhiyam rati iti dhiraha. The person who protects his mind from the phenomenon called fear is dhiraha. The fearful mind is unprotected mind. Frightened mind is unprotected mind. And the fearless mind is the protected mind. And the fearlessness is possible only in the wake of jnanam, only in the part of a jnani. Understand? Therefore, otherwise, every mind is unprotected mind. Fearless mind is protected mind. Frightened mind is unprotected mind. That's why always we ask for what? Oh Lord, please protect me, please protect me, please protect me. When you pray, we sincerely pray for jnanam. Jnanam is the only source of absolute protection. Living a life of dharma is means of being relatively protected. If you want to be protected, dharmam sharanam gacchami. Okay. Dharma, living a life of dharma can protect a person relatively. Jnanam alone can protect a person absolutely. Other than jnanam, nothing is rakshakam. Jnanad anyat rakshakam nasti. There is nothing which is as protective as jnanam. Understand? Therefore, jnani is dhiraha. Dhiraha tatra na muhyati. Wise person alone does not become deluded. Okay, that's dhiraha, that's a very, very highly pregnant, the meaning, the word dhiraha. Dhiraha tatra namuhyati. Why? Because in the vision of a dhiraha, there's no death, there's no mortality of atma. Atma is absolutely timeless, changeless, immortal, indestructible for a jnani. What is an atma? It is abstract, formless reality. What is Swarupam? It's of the nature of consciousness. And which is actually the sub-meaning of the word I. It is what is referred to by I actually. Okay. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptihi dhirastatra namuhyati. You must be wondering why I did not explain too much, because we are going to see the bhashyam. That's why. Dehaha asya asti iti dehi. Who is dehi? Dehaha asya asti iti dehi. Dehi is the one who has the deha, has the body. Okay. Tasya dehinaha, for that atma which is endowed with the body, for that atma, the all pervasive atma, okay, obtaining within the body, having the body, Dehinaha means Dehavataha. So Dehi is equal to Dehavan. Dehavan is a Takaranta Shabdaha. Dehavat Shabdaha. The nominative case Dehavan. Dehi nominative case. Dehavan nominative case. And Dehin is the Moolapadam. Dehavat is the Moolapadam. So Dehinaha is equal to Dehavataha. Dehavataha Atmanaha. Who is endowed with the body? Atma. So Atma obtaining within the body, all pervasive reality consciousness, implied with the term Atma, obtaining inside and outside of the body, obtaining within this body enclosure, he is said to be what? Dehi. Dehavataha Atmanah, the Atma which is endowed with the body, Asmin Vartamane Dehe, in this present body, Asmin Vartamane Dehe, in this present body, Yatha means Yena Prakarena, in which manner, which form, Kaumaram means what? Kumara Bhavaha, Kumarasya Bhavaha, Kaumaram, Kumar Bhavaha, the boyhood, the stage of boyhood. Balya avastha means what? The state, isn't it? The stage of being a boy. Balya avastha. Then yavvanam. Yavvanam means what? Yunaha bhavaha yavvanam. Madhyama avastha, second stage is madhyama avastha, yavana avastha, madhyama avastha. Then jara means what? Vayohani, old age. So jirna avastha, the stage of decaying. Jirna avastha, ityetaha. All these are different states, different conditions, different stages of the physical body. Balya avastha, madhyama avastha, jirna avastha, otherwise kumar bhavaha, kaumaram, yuno bhavaha, yavanam, vayohani jara, old age, youth, boyhood stage. Iti etaha tisraha avastaha. These three states, three stages, anyonya vilakshanaha. See, beautiful. All these three, that's why I didn't explain earlier. I didn't want to take much time. Anyonya vilakshanaha. All these stages are mutually exclusive. When you are young, you are not. When you are a child, you are not young. When you are young, you are in the middle stage. When you are young, you are not old. When you are old, you are not other two. So all these stages of the body are mutually exclusive. Anya vilakshanaha, anyonya vilakshanaha. Distinct. Isn't it? Each is distinct from the other stage. Tasa prathamavastha naashe na naashaha. When the childhood dies, when there's a destruction of the childhood, there's a birth of the youth stage, second stage. When the first stage dies, second stage is born. Then Atma does not die. Na nashaha, Atmanaha na nashaha. When the first stage dies, second stage is born, then Atma does not die. Atma is not born. Understand? Dvitiyavastha upajane. Na upajanaha atmanaha. Very nice. So when the death of the first stage happens, The destruction, the first stage happens, Atma does not die. There's no destruction of the Atma. When the birth of the second stage happens, Atma is not born. The birth of the Atma does not happen. Is it clear? Balyavastha goes, Yavanavastha comes. So, then destruction of the Balyavastha is not the destruction of the Atma. Birth of the Yavanavastha is not the birth of the Atma. Okay? So, Dvitiya Avastha Upajanane, Upajane, Divya Avastha, Dvitiya Avasthopajane, Dvitiya Avastha Upajane, Na Upajanaha Atmanaha. When there is the beginning of the Upajan, beginning of the second stage, there is no beginning of the Atma. There is no birth of the Atma. Kim tarhi, then what? What is that then? Avikriyasya eva dvitiya tritiya avastha praptihi atmanaha drishta. Avikriyasya eva dvitiya tritiya avastha praptihi atmanaha drishta. So Atma is avikriyaha. Atma is of the Atma is the one who does not undergo any changes. Avikriyaha means changeless. Not subject to any modifications, not subject to any changes. Atma is avikriyaha. So Atma continues to be there in the first stage, in the second stage. Okay. And also the third stage. Therefore, we see the continuity of the existence of Atma in all the three stages. So, avik, changeless Atma. Continuous existence of the changeless Atma is seen in all three stages. Changing stages of the body. Continuous existence of the Atma has been seen, changeless Atma has been seen in all the changing stages of the body. Avikriyasya eva dvitiya tritiya avastha praptihi atmanaha drishta. That's the meaning. Tatha tadvadeva dehat anyaha dehaha dehat anyaha dehaha dehantaram. What is dehantaram? Dehat anyaha dehaha, going from one body to another body. Okay, so assumption of another body. Tasya praptihi dehantara praptihi. Similarly, assumption of another body is also avikriyasyaiva atmanaha, continuously existing, assuming another body is also for the possible for the Atma. The body does not take another body. One body goes. Who assumes another body? Continues to assume another body? Atma. This body goes. Atma assumes another body. So, how this balyam, yavanam, jara, etc. are just changes happening on the part of the material body. So, death is another body. Assuming another body is also what? Isn't it? Again, but it's all changes. So, unchanging, changeless Atma. This continuous existence of the unchanging, changeless Atma seen in all the changing stages of the body. Therefore, assuming another body also is possible for the changeless Atma. அவிக்ரியஸ்ய ஆத்மனஹ ஏவ அவிக்ரியஸ்ய ஏவ ஆத்மனஹ தேகாந்தர பிராப்திஹி. சோ ஹூ அஸ்யூம்ஸ் அனதர் பாடி? தி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஆத்மா அலோன் அஸ்யூம்ஸ் அனதர் பாடி. தேர்ஃபோர் ஆத்மா ஹேஸ் நோ பிகினிங், நோ எண்ட், நோ சேஞ்ச். Dheeraha, now who is Dheeraha? Dheeman, intelligent person. Tatra evam sati, I already explained Dheeman, I don't want to take time. Okay? Tatra evam sati na muhyati. Na muhyati means what? Moham na apadyate. Does not get deluded. It does not get, yeah, doesn't have any delusion. Evam sati, so he has no delusion, means what? He has atma anatma vivekaha. He has satyam mithya vivekaha. He knows atma is absolutely changeless, beginningless, endless, indestructible. He knows body has beginning, body undergoes changes, goes through changes. Understand? So he has atma anatma vivekaha. And he knows I am atma. Therefore he has no, there's no delusion for him. What is subject to change, what is not subject to change, there he has no confusion, there's no delusion. Therefore, na moham na apadyate. Dheeraha tatra moham na apadyate. Dheero is equal, dheeraha is equal to dheeman. Evam tatra evam sati, such being the case. Tatra evam sati means what? Such being the case, such being the fact that atma is absolutely changeless, anatma is subject to change. Having this discriminating knowledge of the atma, the nature of the atma, nature of the anatma, dhiraha na muhyati. He does not become deluded about atma and anatma. There's no delusion at all. யத்யபி ஆத்ம விநாச நிமித்தஹ மோஹஹ ந சம்பவதி நித்யஹ ஆத்மா இதி விஜானதஹ. யத்யபி ஆத்ம விநாச நிமித்தஹ மோஹஹ ந சம்பவதி. Even though there's no delusion, the delusion does not happen. The delusion about Atma being indestructible. There's no, even though there's no delusion about Atma being indestructible. Nityaha Atma iti vijanataha. Atma is eternal. For the person who knows that Atma is eternal. Tathapi. Shita ushna sukha dukkha. Dukkha prapti nimittaha muhaha. Laukikaha drishyate. சுக வியோக நிமித்தா மோகா துக்க சயோக நிமித்தா சோகா இது ஏதது அர்ஜுனஸ்ய வச்சனம் ஆசங்கிய பகவான் ஆக. ஓகே, தி ஹோல் பேராகிராஃப் பகவான் ப்ரெசன்ட்ஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் இன்ட்ரடக்ஷன் டு தி ஃபாலோயிங் வேர்ஸ். திஸ் யத்யபி ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அன்டில் பகவான் ஆக இஸ் Shankara Bhagavad Pada's beautiful introduction to the following verse. Nothing to do with the previous verse. Okay? In two lines, I can say, the second lines, how Atma is Nityaha, he explained. And the third verse, he said, he gave an example to understand the eternity of the Atma. Now, yadyapi onwards, until Bhagavan Aha, is a beautiful introduction to the following verse, which we will see, shall see tomorrow. Okay? I need to explain the whole thing. Yadyapi, I'll explain again tomorrow, because no time now. Is it clear? Very simple and nice commentary, but we've already understood. As I said, tomorrow definitely we will do once again Atma Swarupa. Laksham Vaishal, remember, we have repeatedly see when you do these verses how Atma is indestructible. To see how Atma is indestructible, we must see what Atma is. So again, we'll do tomorrow Digdrishi Veka and then we'll explain. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.